start tonight due to that FR volleyball victory. How about those ladies, right?
Heck yeah, bro.
Yeah. But welcome into the practice squad. It's your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Sogler. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Rough day yesterday. Sorry, man.
Not for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Craig Garman. Hi.
Hey. I don't know why you're apologizing to Jordan.
I don't either. It was.
He deserved it.
And the happiest man I've ever seen, Troy Metzger.
Might be.
He's really having a good day. You're going to have a good week. Isn't it amazing how much your football team affects your week's mood?
It usually takes till Wednesday.
It definitely...
I didn't feel good today at all because I kept thinking we should have won that game yesterday.
It affects how much like sports I watch the following week.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. I didn't listen to one thing of sports talk today except for Levitard, which is basically not sports.
No, I listened to a lot because of the way everyone made it sound like it was almost as if we won.
Yeah. There was a lot
of
positivity.
That's why this, even though we lost, like it felt good.
Yeah.
It felt good.
So the first week of NFL action, it was a good week. It's just the first week of football, the only thing that compares to me is like the first day of March Madness. But like yesterday, it was perfect. And the way the Browns and the Bengals staggered 1-4 o'clock, it was like all day football watching. It was really a good Sunday. But we'll get into Bengals game, the Browns game, Browns Titans game, since we got the Titans fan Philly here. And then we'll talk about probably Antonio Brown and how crazy he is. Because we've talked for, 3 weeks about him? It, changes every week. Changes every second. We got our bold takes. What else we got, Jordan? Anything else tonight?
Draft. Did you already say that?
Oh, yeah. We got a draft, 2.4?
2.4.
What is that tonight again?
Fictional characters you'd want on your pickup basketball team.
Okay. Fictional characters you want on your pickup basketball team. Very specific, but that should be a good one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with some Bengals talk.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt here at the Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to the vanilla. This week's flavor is white chocolate mousse. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. You can also check out the Fort Recovery Dairy Facebook page to see the flavor of the week and all of our other specials. Try the yogurt flavor of the week here at the Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, the Lady Indians will host the Delphus St. John's Lady Blue Jays and will be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football with our Indians hosting Minster in the first MAC game of the season. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live from Baron Boogie Field with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Then on Saturday, it's the Lady Indians hosting Arcanum with a 10 a.m. JV start time. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match. Lots of sports this week, so get out to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
And we're back. It is the practice squad. On a Monday night, talking Bengals. Follow us at Twitter, FFR Practice Squad. Follow us on Facebook Live. We are live on Facebook right now. And give us a call if you want to give us currently your Bengals takes, 937-310-2781. Bengals played the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. Wasn't expecting much, Garmin, but can you believe much more from me?
No, because I was watching it with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you were with me the whole time, and I was just, I could feel you slipping away.
Yeah, I was. It was the plays that they didn't make.
Right.
And I wasn't that wrong, and we should probably go through the game. But they lost by one in Seattle, which is a really tough place to play against. You never know in week one. Everyone just assumes the Seahawks are good. I got like four text messages yesterday that said, are the Seahawks bad?
Well,
and I was like, I don't know. I think maybe we're just okay.
I'm not sure how good they are because their defense, I mean, it's...
Their defense isn't what it was.
Yeah, they're not the Legion of Boom anymore, but like, yeah. Bobby Wagner is still really good.
Yeah, they got really...
Still. It's there. Yeah,
whoever that Anderson guy was, like, he was blowing up everything. Yeah. I don't know who that was, 99?
Mm-hmm.
He ruined about six plays.
And all that, but they also have Jadeveon Clowney now.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
So, like, they could be... It's hard to say because... I don't know. Let's just say I wasn't expecting the game to be as close as it was.
It was a 10-point spread, so the Bengals were favored to lose by 10 points. Yep. I expected maybe a touchdown loss or,
right,
you know, 9 points or 10. I mean, I was expecting them to lose and lose pretty handily. But really, you could argue they dominated the game.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
and they should have won.
If you look at the...
And they just couldn't...
If you look at the team stats, like, they, like, hands down... If you don't look at the score...
Yeah.
On paper, you'd be like, oh, well, the Bengals won. Because we had 22 first downs, so they're 12. I think it was 429 total yards, so they're 233. And I don't even know the penalties. Well, penalties were pretty close, but still, like, time of possession was... Where's that? 35 minutes to their 24. I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty rare to lose a game like that.
They controlled the entire game, except for, like, three plays that Russell Wilson made, three really good, like, Russell Wilson plays. One, he stepped up and, like, floated that one down the middle.
Right.
He hit Tyler Lockett for a big touchdown, and I don't know, there's probably another one in there somewhere.
He's kind of like a way more athletic, like, Roethlisberger, where, like, you're like, oh, we got him, and then he boots out, and you're like, oh, crap.
How did DK Metcalf look?
He ran straight, and he's got a big body, yeah. So, like, he ran a streak and caught, like, a almost touchdown, like a 40-yard catch.
Yeah.
And William Jackson looked like a little kid trying to, like...
He had 4 for 89, but
yeah,
we were doubling Tyler Lockett, so...
He didn't, like... I mean, he made the catches, like, it wasn't like he was dominating, but, it, like, he's big. He's so huge. It's unbelievable how big he is. The Bengals couldn't run, but they had the perfect game plan. I think they threw it, like, what, 48 times to 10 runs, 51 times. Andy Dalton threw for a career high, 450 yards.
It, like, because we were talking about during the game, like,
418 yards,
14, yeah, 419.
Arguably, could have been his best game.
Yeah.
Because there's no AJ Green. Joe Mixon didn't play in the second half.
Why?
We couldn't run. Well, Joe, he
got hurt.
Tweaked his ankle. They Zach Taylor today said he's day-to-day. Like, he'll probably be back. He'll be fine. It was just a sprain.
Yeah.
But, so you got your... Joe Mixon's out second half. There's no A.J. Green for the entire game. We can't run. They know we can't run.
Mm-hmm.
And he just torched them.
Mm-hmm.
But not like just torched them, but like we were watching, like the game plan was our offensive line is not that good. And the offensive play calling, like, kind of revolved around that, where if we didn't have any tight ends in and the running back was running, like, I mean, it was like Dalton's always pretty good at getting rid of the ball really quick. But if we took a deep shot, running back stays in, tight end stays in, so you know you got that little extra protection. And I don't know, I don't know how many sacks he got, but I mean,
how many they got?
Yeah,
I think they had four.
Was still,
but two of them were considered. So the play at the end of the game, which was a bad call,
yep,
was considered a sack. And then the Dalton critical like fumble that he had, where the ball just slipped out of his hand and like side the 10-yard line.
That was a sack.
That's counted as a sack. So, but they had like two legit sacks.
Yeah,
but four was the number. But yeah, I mean, like, if you listen to any sports talk today, everyone's like, there's no moral victories in the NFL.
But
for Bengals fans, like, who weren't expecting anything.
That's a W. As far as I'm concerned, in my head.
That's not a W.
No, I know, but you should be happy. I was not upset. Like, typically when the Bengals lose, mm-hmm, I got to process it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm like, all right, let's start looking for next week. I'm content with that.
It got to the point where I looked at a schedule today and went like, I mean, it could be like a little optimistic. Like, that's a win. Like, So I'm already like on board. Like, my wife was giving me so much crap today because she was like, you're already hooked in. Like, they sucked you in and they're going to make you mad the rest of the season.
They gave you too
much
hope.
But they really did give me a lot of hope. The only thing I was really mad about was that they just really didn't finish. And they didn't have to do that much to finish. A Randy Bullock field goal they missed. They were inside the 10-yard line twice and didn't get any points.
How?
Dalton let a ball slip through his hand. They picked it off. And then, they were inside 10, and they only got a field goal the second time.
Right.
But they conceded it, like, really easily. Yeah. It was, like, third and goal from the 10, and they threw a screen pass. And that fumble that Alex Erickson had on a kickoff.
On the punt.
That's how they scored a touchdown.
That's
they flipped
huge.
Field position. So there was, like, three or four plays that if they just don't make one of those, even Zach Taylor said today they probably left, 15 points.
I think they left
on the
points.
Field. Like,
They
should have won that game. They should have won.
They absolutely should have won that game. But, like, as much as I don't like Randy Bullock at all.
If it's over 40 yards,
I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to judge him for missing a 45-yarder when it was just absolutely pouring down.
Yeah.
And at that point. But, I mean, it's whatever. But my biggest takeaway is, like I said, one, we played a lot better than I thought we would. Two, like we were just talking about before the show started, like, Zach Taylor is a different coach than Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
And that is just a huge sign. Like, some of those play calls, like, mm-hmm, with that one with Uzama, where it's typically, that, like, it's almost like a shovel pass, but they ran it like a screen. Like, yep, it was just beautiful. And
the play they missed to Tyler Boyd, where he ran, like, a...
Yeah.
Reverse, what do you call that, wheel route, up the middle, and if, mm-hmm, Dalton throws it kind of where it's supposed to be, it's a touchdown. He kind of threw the easy inside, and Boyd slipped. That would have been a touchdown. They ran the flea flicker to John Ross that was like, put John Ross against the linebacker.
Yep.
That was a touchdown. The Bengals did score a touchdown on basically a Hail Mary. So, I mean, it was a great play by John Ross, but it was double coverage and underthrown. Could have easily been picked off, too. But it was a really nice play by Ross to catch it. But, you know, it was kind of a Hail Mary pass, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, because it's the end of half. But that's the thing, right? Like, that play.
The fact that they even tried.
Exactly. That play under Marvin Lewis is a run because we're in the locker room already talking about the second half. Mm-hmm. And John Ross isn't on the field anymore because he dropped that touchdown. Potential touchdown pass,
yeah,
where he was wide open,
crossing
and
out,
right, and Marvin Lewis would have pulled him. There's no doubt in my mind. Part of my way I feel about John Ross is, I think he's got, like, that dude's clearly got talent. Like, it's there. I think the dropped catches stuff is almost like the yips a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he needs to gain his confidence, and I think Zach Taylor, like, he already said today, like, basically, like, it just feels different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's been inside his own head where, you know, he's like, man, I was a number 9 pick, and I can't get on the field, and I've been hurt all the time. That dude, in my opinion, is inside his own head, and who knows, but after today's game, or yesterday's game, we could be seeing a totally different John Ross for the rest of the season.
We could. He's incredibly up and down, so we don't really know.
Like, that's the thing, like,
yeah,
we'll see. With Marvin, like, you're talking about, like, they used his speed. They got him lined up on linebackers. Like, they used him smartly.
It was just fun to watch, like, offensive play calling, like, go against mismatch. Like, it wasn't just vanilla, like.
No.
I mean, we had so much talent for so many years, and we never made any adjustments. It was always the same thing.
Do you feel like that even when, like, you had Hugh Jackson as OC?
I just think we were better talent-wise back then. I think that talent, that roster was way more talented than it is now. Our offensive line was better back then. I mean, this game was pretty much like we knew we were not good at the, like, we completely schemed around what we were good at and what we were bad at. And that was refreshing to see, because last year it was just like, we're just going to go with it and whatever happens, happens.
Right.
We didn't scheme around our bad line. We didn't, you know. Controlled the game.
Do you guys also, on third and ones, pass the ball too many times?
We tried to run on a third and one and a fourth and one, and we couldn't get it. So we couldn't, like, the running game was, every time we ran, it was like a negative one.
Like, they like, had to,
we
like,
didn't get any positive yardage running.
They were talking about that, asking Zach Taylor about that in his press conference, and, like, they knew that Seattle was going to play them. Like, there's like two or three different ways Seattle's going to play them. And their defensive line and their linebackers are set up, like, every gap was covered, and they, like, I guess with knowing what the offensive line was, they knew they were kind of screwed. Mm-hmm. So that's why they played the way they did, because, heck, we were watching it, like, Joe Mixon, like, would have a wide open hole, and then when the hole opens up, there's Bobby Wagner just standing there all by himself, and that's a hard pass. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I think Seattle's game plan was obviously, you have to beat us with Boyd and Ross and throw it. And that's what they did.
What they
almost
do, yeah.
did. So,
but almost the biggest surprise of the day was the defense.
Yeah, the defense.
They were like all awesome. Over the place. It was unbelievable.
Our defensive line completely wrecked Seattle.
It was crazy. Not only that, but then like to actually see linebackers make plays.
Yeah.
Vigil flying in there and like eating Carson.
If you would have been watching Garmin and I, like, it was really like, because we couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it together?
Yeah.
It was like we were watching a magic show where we're like, what?
Yeah, it was unreal. Like, I expected to see, like, what I've seen for so many years, which is, like, their tight end just destroying our linebackers.
Yeah.
Like, not being able to stop anybody. And we just did what we wanted on like,
so, I mean, Bengals are back?
I mean, we're back.
I don't know, but, like, here's my...
We're on the, like, steady strain to, like the train to 7-9. For sure.
Dude, I'm so jealous of you guys.
Yeah.
What if, like, and this is a big what if, because it's clearly overreacting to week one.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's completely, like, we could go.
A 16-15 loss? Or what was
21-20.
21-20.
We could go out and get killed by San Francisco.
But my thing is, like, let's just say, what if Zach Taylor, like, what if this offense.
What if he's the best coach of all time?
What if's my favorite game?
What if this offense runs really well, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know me, I'm off the Dalton train, but I always like love Dalton. He's a really good quarterback. But my thing is like, what if he has a really good season? Yeah, what do we do?
He's going to.
No, that's so Andy Dalton.
He's
going to
be the
season.
Perfect marriage with.
Yeah.
He's going to be the perfect marriage with Zach Taylor. He's going to put up insane numbers this year.
So my thing is,
and
like,
we're going to go 8-8.
What if he does? No, but what if he does put up like legit insane numbers? Like,
he's still under contract for next year, right?
Yeah, but
so they're going
to
keep him.
But his contract is set up to where we can cut him and not lose anything.
They'll probably keep him, and then if we're 8-8, we probably won't be high enough to draft a quarterback.
So
anyway.
Would you be happy with just insane numbers and no playoff wins?
No.
No.
So it's not about numbers. It's
no,
about,
I want
he could
win.
Have a he could have a crappy
like,
year, but two playoff wins.
He's incredibly serviceable. He's like, yesterday if you watched him, he was really good. His throws were there. He was making good throws. There's nothing like quarterbacks
for throwing,
than Andy
Dalton. For throwing 51 times, he didn't miss very often.
Yeah, there's way worse quarterbacks than Andy Dalton.
Mariota.
But they're about the same, I think, actually.
But my thing is, okay, but that's why
Mariota has. I don't watch enough Titans games.
That's why, like, I prefaced it with, I know, like, how much I like Dalton, but what I'm saying is, like, he'll be 9 years in the NFL next year.
Yeah.
So, like, let's just say something stupid happens where he has, like, a borderline MVP-type season.
Yeah.
Total week one overreaction, but then would you want, if let's just say that happens and we make the playoffs and we don't know anything more than that, would you want to sign him again?
No.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm, like, that's where I'm already almost conflicted by
that. Kind of just
but you also.
How many quarterbacks play that long?
Drew Brees.
I know, but he's not that. 9 years is a long time.
When did Drew Brees make himself Drew Brees?
When he went to New Orleans.
That was like, what, 4 or 5 years?
He put up good numbers
like
in
two or
San
three
Diego,
years.
Though.
It's
probably 2 or 3 years in San Diego.
Wasn't he like kind of okay? I'm not comparing the two.
He was, yeah, but
he was like considered.
Well, the reason why they kept on doing it is because he had a Super Bowl winner underneath his belt. So, I mean, like.
I'm saying before that.
Well, he had shoulder surgery, remember? Because he was going to go to Miami.
Yeah.
And then New Orleans.
With Nick Saban. And then once he,
but I feel like before he went to the Saints, he was not considered.
No. That Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't considered as like a top five quarterback. No.
I don't know. He's not Drew Brees. I don't know why I'm making that comparison. Yeah, I'm ready to move on no matter what. Unless, like, we win a couple playoff games or something.
Mike, that's the thing.
Well, see, he had the chance, too, and he didn't. So that's why you say you move on.
If he blows up, I'm cool if they want to give him, like, a 2-3 year deal. But, like, you got to draft somebody.
But by the judging of how we played the first week, it's already looking, like, way overreaction.
That's but what I'm, it looks like
we're going to be middle of the pack drafting again. Because you got Miami, who's horrible.
And you guys ain't going to trade
The Redskins are bad.
To get your guy.
Who else was really bad yesterday? There's some bad teams. Tampa Bay's going to be bad.
I don't know, but Redskins.
Jacksonville's going to be bad now.
Redskins kind of torched Philadelphia's defense.
Yeah, they did, but then they ended up losing.
They only lost by like three.
They had a 20-0 lead. I don't think the Redskins are going to be that good.
Me neither, but I don't know.
I think the Bengals are a better team than the Redskins.
Right. Like, Dolphins are clearly bad. Arizona, I don't care what.
Arizona's
Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah.
Let's just keep naming bad teams.
Yeah, bad.
Well, that's what I mean. So, already, like, you're probably outside of Herbert and Tua. So.
Good. I don't want to be.
Do you want to replace him with a mid-round, first-round pick? Or do you want to wait till next year and then tank and get Trevor Lawrence? Because that's what I wanted to do.
Because, there'll be, like, four other teams trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I think tanking is, like, legit going to happen in the NFL.
I don't know, but did you hear about all the Miami players today?
Yeah. They all want to get traded.
That's
which
funny.
They're not going to. But, I mean, I think the Ravens could have put up 100 if they wanted to.
I just think that the NFL is not built the same way the NBA is, and they can try and tank all they want. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's maybe cliche and dumb, but any given Sunday is a legit thing.
Yeah, well, we almost saw it yesterday with the Bengals. So.
Right.
Any other thoughts on the Bengals win yesterday? Or loss? It feels like a win.
Right. Same win. I am optimistic.
Yeah, me too. They got San Francisco. Vegas does not believe. No. They're a 2.5-point underdog at home.
That's not bad, though. I'll take that.
Typically a home game for any team is a 3-point favorite, 2.5.
Right, right.
So they still don't believe in Cincinnati after what they saw.
After what we did.
I think maybe A.J. Green being gone still affects that line. I think maybe Joe Mixon being up in the air.
I think the unknown of Joe Mixon. I think you'll see that spread change once.
I bet that could be an even odds game by middle of the week.
Yeah.
Especially because Tevin Coleman's out for the 49ers. Your fantasy running back, is there going to be their starter?
He'll probably have like 9 points next
week. Matt Breida.
It's going to be so awesome.
You're going to have a heck of a week next week.
That's why I'm kind of hoping. Wait, what's Alvin Kamara doing?
Well, they're down 14-3, so I don't have
not very good. Okay. Well, you know what? I don't want them to have a good game this week anyway.
Just rest those legs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sit them out.
So, no other thoughts on the Bengals? You guys got anything?
I didn't watch a second of it.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
Me either.
For a Bengals fan, it was entertaining because it was so different than what we've seen for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Longer. You know? So, that was.
It was weird.
It was really weird.
Zach Taylor seems like super.
I wonder if he's like too nice. Because like Dalton would like throw a pick and he'd come out and be like, it's okay. It's all right. And they'd give everyone high fives.
It wasn't the pick. It was when the ball slipped out of his hand. That's.
Okay, well, it was a pick still.
Yeah, but okay. But the reason why he was like that is because the ball slipped out of your hand.
Oh, so he's like, it's all right.
It's like that happened.
But it just seemed like every bad play, he was still like, it's okay. It's all right. And then one time when they didn't use a timeout and I got mad, he was kind of like, we're all right. We're fine.
Right, because that's what you want from your coach. You want him to be sporadic and insane versus calm and collect.
I mean, I would rather have that than Marvin just going like, murr.
Was that fumble a fumble?
I don't think it was a fumble.
No, it wasn't. But I think it was too late to affect anything.
When they brought on What's-His-Face, he said it was an incomplete pass. Still, we could have had a shot. You never know.
Should they have used their timeouts when they did? Or should they, I guess the question was, should they have gone for it on fourth down with like 3 minutes left? Instead of punting.
It's like I told you, the way our defense was playing, that's how I would have done it. If your defense wasn't dominating that game, you'd play it differently.
I was on board with what they did.
So. Yeah.
I think they should have waited to use the timeouts until the 2-minute warning.
Live and learn.
But, I mean, you know, he's going to learn. So, anyway, they lose. They play the 49ers next week, 0-1, but maybe win next week. Who knows?
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, that would be exciting. You want to take a break? Talk about the Browns and Titans?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many compounds which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, Buckeyes fans. As part of the one-of-a-kind auction, they'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Ohio State-Miami University football game that will be played in Columbus on September 21st. These tickets were donated by Mr. Joe Beatty, who is a descendant of two of the soldiers who fought at the Battle of the Wabash here in Fort Recovery, one of whom is buried at our monument. Chances to win these tickets are only $5, and they can be purchased at Kalp Pharmacy, and they'll also be sold at the home football and volleyball games. So don't miss your chance to win two tickets to the Buckeyes and Miami Redhawks football game in Columbus on September 21st. The winner will be drawn at the home football game versus Minster on Friday, September 13th. For only $5 a chance, you could be heading to Columbus for the Ohio State-Miami football game on September 21st. So get your tickets early and often.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
And we're back. It is the practice squad. Call us 937-310-2781. Follow us on Facebook Live or Twitter at FR Practice Squad. Sometimes we tweet like once a week before the show.
Yep.
But if you want to, you know,
when we remember,
interact, fantasy questions, life advice, you know,
anything. We may respond.
We might if we get to it.
Yeah, like 4 days later.
Yeah, it's typical response time. The Browns and the Titans played yesterday.
Good game. Did they play though?
Did Browns really have to play?
Did they play?
Titans didn't.
Dude, a lot of hype on the Browns. I saw a lot of videos on Twitter. America's team, like, you know, a lot of like the past heartbreak.
Oh yeah,
it's over with, and then this team's going to change that.
Yeah.
So Jordan, what happened?
Which they very can still do that. It's his first game, but
it is the first.
They
game.
Did not. Seem like
yeah, well, I mean one group. Game sample size. So,
okay, so
yeah, but the one game
you
sample
watched the whole
size
game,
was an absolute
right?
I watched
beat down.
Yeah, most 95% of
the first
game.
Drive. How were you feeling? Because I watched the first.
Well,
drive.
Okay, so yeah, so the whole hype of the offseason was built up. First drive ran. I mean, we had like what 5 first downs in a row.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys,
you moved down pretty
good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Baker was like moving the ball around.
And
I was
then
like, oh, here we go.
Right after that. We missed an extra point, and I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. And so that's when I kind of knew I didn't have a good feeling because I knew we'd be chasing that point the rest of the game.
Yeah.
You're going to be chasing it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the Titans just, like, bring in the muck,
yeah.
And they're really good at that. And I don't think we are. Like, we just...
You guys are more finesse football
team? I don't think we were built for the Titans. And I don't like the Titans. And
it's weird because last show we did, I don't know if you would have said that.
What?
You guys weren't built for the Titans?
Well, I mean, it took a while to find, to like kind of figure it out and look at it. I was like, okay, we're not kind of built for
playing
whatever
tough.
The Titans do.
Playing tough.
And once the Titans,
mouth.
If you let the Titans kind of do what they like to do, which is like kind of run and play action, then I think they kind of control the game.
You're exactly right.
And
because, I mean, well, I was worried about your defensive line. I thought you guys would have probably have like eight close to, you know, double-digit sacks on us. But.
Well, and one thing you guys usually never do and did yesterday was like big plays. I don't know, you probably had like four plays over like 40 yards.
Yeah, A.J. Brown had a 48-yard.
That dude's tough.
And a 51-yard, I think, was the other big catch that he had.
And who's that running back I hate? Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry had a 75-yard.
75-yard. That's the one I missed where I turned it off. It's went outside,
unbelievable
back,
how
then,
sneaky fast that guy is.
We were watching it at David's house.
Downhill.
When he gets beyond the defensive line and linebackers, I'm like,
and if there's a clear pass,
who wants to tackle that? He's so huge.
And what is that braid?
Yeah, what is that braid?
I saw that. That's weird.
That
man.
Is like it All it is straight
is
out.
Is straight up just his dreadlocks. Then he wraps like
rubber bands
or like a rope, I don't know, some kind of cloth thing around it,
gorilla tape,
and he makes it just one giant thing instead of like them yanking a whole braid out like they have to grab.
I mean, he's not a good looking dude.
No, he's not, but he's
big face,
big.
Wide face. Like they did the look in on the helmet look.
Yeah.
And his face was just like, it's like his eyes are far apart.
All I know is that like, if I was like a
he
DB
is awesome.
And he was running at me, I'd be like, nah.
Dude.
Nah.
And like when he's running, like it's like you said, sneaky fast. Because it looks like he's running slow motion sometimes.
Because he's so big.
But he's getting downhill and like even on sweeps and stuff. And then as soon as he turns a corner, it's like.
I think it's not to the same extent, but you remember like how Ted Ginn, when he used to run, he just has long strides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then when you see someone trying to run next to him, you're like, oh, man, he's going real fast.
So I'm going to go to Jordan, and then I got a question for you. But what was your what's making you the most nervous? Are you just going week one?
Is it over?
Like, are you like concerned now at anything? Like, do you think, oh, maybe we're not good at this as I thought?
Or your
maybe?
Offensive line did not look good at all.
That was a really dumb play by Cam Robinson.
Yeah. No,
Greg Robinson.
Or
Greg.
Whatever.
Yeah. And like today he's
Cam Robinson.
He played tackle. Somebody? Yeah, for I think Baltimore drafted him.
So not the
he
worst.
He was with Alabama.
But yeah.
Yeah, our line didn't look very good. That's probably the most concerning. But even though we, outside of Kevin Zeiler, I mean, I don't think right guard was like the glaring hole. I think our tackles are kind of scary in terms of, I mean, Hubbard is not a good right tackle. He's serviceable, but just not good. But essentially, that's probably the scariest thing. And also kicker. I mean, when you miss an extra point, when you miss your extra points and it's not like a given, and it just throws the whole game off in terms of you know, maybe now you have to go for two. You don't have confidence in your kicker. You know, if we are in, you know, at the 40-yard line, do we go for third and five or your field goal?
Is your kicker a rookie?
Yeah, the Austin Seibert from Oklahoma, who I thought we were going to cut, which we might now. But yeah, I'm not that scared. I think it's put us in a tough position in terms of now next week. It's kind of like in terms of a must win if we still want playoff hopes a little bit. I mean, we started 0-2 last
year. Who do you play next week?
The Jets okay. Who lost.
Is it you guys, I heard today that you guys haven't won a season opener since like 2004.
Yeah, since Jeff Garcia.
Nice.
So we've won one game opener, season opener, and since we've been back.
Nice.
So,
do you think the $350,000 watch OBJ was wearing?
We have a caller.
His play.
Time out. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah,
we do.
I was going to let it ring.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Lance from Fort Laramie.
Hey, Lance. What's going on, bud?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
5'9".
Really appreciate it.
Two bills.
How are you feeling after that game yesterday?
Oh, like, you know, I'm someone that goes to a strip club and, you know, it's a long night. You go home.
You would equate it to
the
ball
that. Is empty, your dignity's gone.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, that was what went through my head too. I guess what happened yesterday? Can you break it down better than maybe Jordan's optimism? Can you be more negative than Jordan?
Well, I'm a glass half full type guy like Jordan, so probably be optimistic as well.
Every Browns fan is.
The first drive was good. Even the first drive on defense wasn't terrible.
The score was misleading. The score is misleading. I think Philly would.
Yeah, think so.
It got out of hand late
it was late in the game. You guys were definitely in it.
Late into the third. It was 15-13, like 3 minutes to go in the third, and then just all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And it really came down to mental issues. I mean, we had 14, 15 penalties. You're not going to win those games at all. And that like, really got into us. And then we didn't establish the running game at all.
No, Nick Chubb, it seemed like, was averaging 8 yards a carry the first half, and he had the ball like five times.
Who was that rando that scored the touchdown?
Hilliard.
Yeah. Is he good?
And he looked good when he got the ball as well.
Yeah, and I mean, but we never gave it to him. We didn't even really, we tried a couple screen passes, but we barely even, like, tried to control the clock, which I think what we needed to do against the Titans. We just, like, tried to pass the ball so much. But I don't know if we're still trying to find, like, our identity a little bit, like how we
got to pass around all those receivers, man.
Yeah. I think
I got them all happy.
Throughout training camp, we went through training camp, and it was just, pound the ball, run the ball. We're going to be a physical team.
Yeah,
we were physical yesterday after the play was over. Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to be between the whistles that we need to be able to play. We ran the ball good when we were doing it. We just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Do they have a prime time game next week?
Monday night.
Monday. Night.
Jets.
All right.
So,
Darnold,
did you see Dan Orlovsky's tweet today about the Browns had 19 first down snaps, 15 of them resulted in first or 10 plus or 12 and 10 plus because of a penalty. Yeah. So 15 of the 19 first downs we had resulted in a penalty that pushed us back 10 yards or more.
Well, you won't have that probably next week.
Yeah, and what really kind of annoyed me too, Joe Schobert, there was that screenplay to Henry for 75 yards.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the same block that we got called on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just looks so slow. And it kind of reminded me of Tough Borland at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Whenever those two are running, it's just like, do you have concrete in your shoes?
Yeah.
And they kind of remind me of like those 90s linebackers.
Bill Romanowski.
That's
the only one I think of.
The 90s.
Who's a great big 90s white
big
linebacker?
Big white Andy Katzenmoyer.
It's immediately Andy Katzenmoyer.
Yes, I think Mac Wilson might get some playing time because he's a little bit better in coverage. And we have nothing to lose with Schobert.
Did he not play at all yesterday?
Special teams, I think, was probably about it. Huh. Greedy Williams was the only rookie to get, I think, like actual defensive snaps.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think he played a little bit.
Denzel Ward looked terrible as well.
He looked all right.
No one played good for us.
You can definitely tell Denzel is playing to not get hurt right now.
Really?
Like, in the coverage, I think he's fine, but he's backing off. I don't think he wanted anything to do with Derrick Henry because he doesn't want another concussion.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take him a few games to, like, kind of get back to it. The last thing he wanted was another concussion game one.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of playing super conservative.
I wouldn't want anything to do with Derrick Henry either.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's going to take Denzel Ward a few games to like feel actually comfortable.
So, Lance, what are we going to see on Monday night next week? A total turnaround?
Yeah. I was telling people I was with, if we're going to lose week one, I want to get embarrassed. That can light a fire under the team.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I think there's got to be something there. I think they're going to come out. What I'm hoping is they just go run the ball heavy. First drive, first, just to set that physicality. Here's what we're going to do to try to stop us.
Yeah.
So, but we also don't have a fullback, which we have I don't know what backup tight end we could throw in there.
Well, and somebody. I think Joe Schober. So Harris was hurt. Did he come back in?
Yeah, he played.
Okay.
Came back in.
Yeah, so there's a while where Njoku and Harris were hurt, so I thought we'd have like Farrell Brown as our only tight end for the game, but and our line was just a mess. We had two linemen playing out of position.
Well, after Greg Robinson got ejected, you only had five offensive linemen dressed.
It's just,
oh really?
Yes. So if any of their offensive line got hurt,
though.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to every team where you have to show.
And not that Cam Wake is bad, but if we make Cam Wake look that good, then like really decent defensive ends are going to destroy us.
Yeah.
Lightweight is like 32 years old.
Yeah. 37.
There's 37.
A
okay, there you go.
About our, about our offensive line and how much time they gave Baker, and that was better than last year.
He did hold the ball a little bit long. He was waiting. I don't know if it was just play calling.
How many picks did he have at the end? The game
three.
Two?
Three?
Three. And were, do you think some of the end ones were just bad throws or him trying to make some happen?
I think two of them were bad throws. I mean, all of it was just weird. He was trying to make something happen, but two of them were pretty much bad throws.
Yeah.
Just kind of behind.
He should have been from there.
What's yeah. that?
He should have been pulled. See, there's no reason.
I thought so. I mean, to get hurt and, like, he was getting hit, like, taking unnecessary hits, and I was like, yeah. It was just
that
a win. Yeah. And after, like, you know, early on, you see Nick Foles go down with a broken clavicle,
mm-hmm.
and then that's in your mind, and you're like, okay, just,
did
like,
he get
end.
Officially, like, did he get hurt? Because they were
Nick Foles
yeah. on Twitter. Yeah, no, not Nick Foles. Oh. Baker.
But he's wearing, I heard he was wearing
something. Yeah, I mean,
he had a soft cast on his non-throwing hand or something like that.
So he's fine.
Yeah.
So he's fine. Well, Lance, thanks for your call, man.
The big injury is Higgins. All right, cool. Yeah, I'll call in next week. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. The Browns are on. I'm not calling.
Well, you can give us live play-by-play if you want. That would be nice. We'd really appreciate that.
Okay, I might be barking next Monday then.
All right. Sounds good, Lance. Appreciate it, man.
See you.
Bye.
Lance from Fort Laramie. Well, we reached even to Shelby County. Look at that.
Such a bull.
We got Mercer County, Shelby County. Woo! Yeah, I don't know, Philly. I need to give some angle from your side because you won the game. Like, the Titans won the game. So, what surprised you? What was your biggest, like, takeaway? Like, oh, man, I didn't see that coming? Or
there's like, oh, my gosh, we're just awesome.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown was... I like seeing that,
yeah.
And just, I guess, deep balls, like, not just,
big,
you know,
plays.
Yeah, big plays. The biggest thing was, like I said, he was talking about Cameron Wake. He's 37 years old, and he had 2.5 sacks that game. Well, I mean, obviously your offensive line, yeah, is not the best offensive line in the NFL, but, and like, if he could still do that kind of production, you know, out of that, you know, out of him, I mean, that would be, like, a great steal from the free agency that we got from, you know, a really old,
like, yeah,
pretty
sure.
much close to his retirement, whatever. He recorded his 100th sack. That safety was his 100th sack, so that was kind of cool to see. The next thing was when they were, what was it, 15-13? Was that?
Yeah.
So when
yeah,
they,
for, yeah.
Yeah, so when they scored and they brought it within two, what I really liked was that our offense, you know, we
responded.
I know we responded. I know it was like one play, 75 yards for Derrick Henry, but usually that's a typical Titans. We'll go 3 and out, punt the ball right back to them. Then they're going to have all the momentum, especially being at home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after that play, it kind of... It wasn't really ball game there, but after that play, then that's when, like, all the stupid, like, throws that Baker were doing and the interceptions, and
yeah.
We just kind of pulled away after that. So I was really happy to see us responding in offense and not, you know, relying on our defense to do everything like we did last year, pretty much. So,
I mean, you guys, like, should have had an interception on the first play.
Yeah. We should have had 4, possibly 5 picks that game. But the first one should have definitely been picked. Then we had 3. Then there was one more where it got tipped in the air and we had a chance. But
overall, really, probably that had to be really fun, especially watching that with like 6 Browns fans.
It was.
I can't imagine
how
you feel, because I'm stoked. I'm so happy that happened.
It was fun. But I would give. I mean, Jordan. I mean, the Browns were right there, like I said, till about midway third quarter. So I mean, I was still on. Throughout the whole game until, yeah, like, I think we outscored you 20-0 in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, after that, it was just pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing I thought was kind of interesting. I was going to ask Jordan about. I mean, Jordan's not really the most cocky Browns fan, so it's not as fun to pick on him. But having the greatest fans in all of sports, how was it when they were we were booing your team when it was 12-6?
What do you mean?
You mean at the end of, like, halftime?
Yeah, there's just, I mean, you guys are down by 6. And the greatest,
I mean, I think they were booing.
The greatest fans in the world
were
booing
the call.
Yeah, I think they were booing the call. They weren't booing the fans. So.
Yeah, there were some bad calls. Penalty calls, like that screen pass. Yeah. I didn't really.
That was interesting.
Then
for how good of fans
there. There was.
Did you see the Muni lot, dude, before the game?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know something interesting?
There was one defensive holding call that you guys got called on you that was kind of like,
you know that? Did you hear that on Levitard today? That fan.
fan, that guy that fell off the van.
No, but yeah. I saw that.
He had a seizure.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why he fell.
And he, like, broke his skull.
Yeah.
And
so then the kid's dad was like, could you guys stop making fun of my dad?
Wow.
Fractured skull, broken, like, collarbone, or no, rib, and something else.
So that's not funny anymore.
Yeah, he's an epileptic, apparently.
He has a GoFundMe account.
One of the Titans or reporters tweeted it out, and I saw that and said, here's his GoFundMe page if you want to help him out or whatever. Huh. So...
Well, never mind.
So maybe we'll tweet that out. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll
put that on the FR practice
goal. Going back to A.J. Brown, a little fun fact, he was the first rookie receiver in franchise history to have over 100 yards. Well, not the first, but it was the only other one was, I forget.
First since the 60s.
What was it was like 64.
Sid Hopalong Dirt.
Yeah. Sid Daniels or something like that. Yeah. Back in 64, he was the first rookie receiver. First game to have 100 yards. That was kind of.
Who do the Titans have next week?
We got the Colts at home.
Okay. So. Gotta be feeling good about maybe the start to the season. The Colts always play you tough, though.
Well, no, Andrew Luck, what you said was 12-0 against you guys.
Yeah.
So now,
happy to see him.
I'll say Andrew Luck gone, but now they actually have a team around their quarterback, not just Andrew Luck.
I know T.Y. So. Did all right for me. So
Marlon Mack had like 100
Marlon Mack. Yeah. And I think Brissett, Jacoby Brissett, as you call him.
Jake Brissett.
I think he's going to be fine. I think.
He's got a big arm.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's got a team.
Yeah.
He don't have to be Andrew Luck.
They have a really good line. He doesn't have to be a world beater. He just needs to not.
They got a lot of talent.
They got Jack Doyle.
Yeah. I got a question. I know I'm just making fun of the Browns, but like in all seriousness though, like do you think part of it, like you guys have all these like really good players now around. Do you think some of it just has to do with the fact that you have to figure it out yet? Kind of like, I mean, not to compare it to NBA, but like,
I think
you
also
remember like the Heat got beat the first game to the Celtics.
Yeah, no one plays in preseason, so I think the first week is like preseason.
Yeah. I don't want to overhype preseason, but some of that, the fluidity of playing with each other, I think a little bit that matters.
I think that's true. Yeah, but
that Thursday night game.
The thing is, the Browns, if they would have fed the ball to Nick Chubb, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think they felt the need? Like, all right, we gotta get these guys.
We gotta pass.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. There's a lot of mouths to feed, and this is the first time, probably the first time you guys have all been on the field. Because how many of those guys played preseason, Jordan?
No, I mean Baker played.
Odell Beckham didn't even play one game.
No. That was the first time all Odell, Jarvis,
all of them were on
Joe
the field.
Yeah, were on the field at the same time.
So you expect? Yeah, it's the first preseason game, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and how many times have the Patriots come out and kind of took a dump the first week and everyone wiped them off?
They didn't this week.
They didn't.
No, they didn't.
But a couple years they got their butts kicked by the Chiefs at home, you know.
But I was going to make the point, like the Thursday night game, the Bears and the Packers, was so ugly.
And those two teams were notorious for not playing anybody. Yeah.
And Matt Nagy didn't play any Bears.
No.
Like, it was all third stringers the whole preseason.
Like,
and it was terrible football.
And I don't know if, like I said,
the most boringest game, like it
was terrible.
That was pretty boring.
It was terrible.
I mean, last year's Thursday night game was boring. It was the Falcons and Eagles, maybe?
Yeah.
And that was a bad game, too.
That first, like, game, you're all excited. Like,
every
football.
DB in the Falcons.
I went up to the bowling alley. I was like, all right, this is going to be awesome. And then it was the most boring game.
Like, wow, look at these defensive lines.
Look at this.
Awesome. I think I watched like half of the second quarter, then I went to bed.
That's kind of the week one recap. I think hopefully, Philly, you can be happy.
I can, but I'm in the same boat. Like, we look good. I liked how the team played, but, you know, next week we could do a complete 180.
But, you know, like, what's huge about this, what you don't think about now, is you beat an AFC team at home. Like, when it comes down to playoff stuff later in the year.
Potentially help us out.
That could be a big deal.
Because I was like, it was an NFC team, so.
Right.
I kept thinking that today. Because that's how much they sucked me in already. Is that I was like.
How's it going to affect our playoffs?
I was like, it doesn't really affect our playoff chances.
Usually, the last couple years, that's usually how it did. Like, we did all right with the division or whatever. Like, you know, 1-1, lost one. But then the AFC, like, out of the division teams, we would just lose to.
Right.
Like, you know, like Baltimore, we got beat by Baltimore big last year. Then they were, you know, going to jump us. But then we kind of, it was just kind of neat to, I guess.
So, I mean, not to like discredit your guys' win, but for all we know, the Browns could rip off like eight in a row. And then now.
Easily.
Well, you know, you we gotta, need you to get through. Yeah, we need to get through this first eight games at like.
So what did I tell you? I'd rather face them week one, 3-5, or 4, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the thing. You guys got a kind of a giant B of a schedule coming up.
Yeah, yeah. But I coming into this week thought Titans would be one that we would get, but and I thought I was more scared of the Jets, honestly, but maybe not.
Well, I think the big key is if
the Jets
if,
was like
if CJ Mosley plays,
yeah,
because he looked like a world beater before he got hurt.
Did he get hurt?
Yeah. He left that game with a groin injury.
The Jets were like, here, Darnold, just do something. And I'll just dump it to Le'Veon Bell.
I figured their offense would
I think if they're smart, they're just going to keep feeding Le'Veon. But he didn't, from what I saw, he did not, he played every offensive snap.
Yeah. Which was awesome for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't matter because I lost.
I was looking at starting running backs and people would put the handcuffs, you know, of whatever
right.
to whatever. Then they had Le'Veon Bell handcuffs. Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah.
There is no other running
back. They asked him, Adam Gase today, why Ty Montgomery didn't play. And he was like, it's because I did what I wanted to do and I'm the head coach.
I don't like Adam Gase.
Did he have the crazy eyes again?
It was basically like, I'm the head coach and the cool thing about that is I can do whatever I want. I think that was his quote. So, and for me as a Le'Veon Bell fantasy owner, that's awesome.
Yeah, right.
Until he breaks his leg. So that's football recap talk. We're going to get into some different stuff now. Do you want to talk about, after the break, do you want to talk about
Antonio Brown
stuff?
Yeah.
And then we'll do our draft and all of our other stuff. So we'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, the Lady Indians will host the Delphus St. John's Lady Blue Jays and will be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football with our Indians hosting Minster in the first MAC game of the season. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live from Baron Boogie Field with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Then on Saturday, it's the Lady Indians hosting Arcanum with a 10 a.m. JV start time. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match. Lots of sports this week, so get out to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Here are the great specials that Wayne Street Market has for you through this Thursday, September 12th. They have boneless pork chops for $3.99 a pound and ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. And in the deli, they have coleslaw and American potato salad for $2.49 a pound. And if you're still doing some grilling, they have some great steaks at great prices. T-bones for $5.99 a pound, New York strips at $6.99 a pound, ribeyes for $8.99 a pound, and filet mignon for only $9.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. And be sure to check out their great selection of winter's meats. Get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices. Good through this Thursday, September 12th. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Yep, it's the practice squad. Call us on the Sprint Fur Farm hotline.
Oh, you gotta pay for that.
Oh, I do.
It's like $100.
937-310-2781. General football talk, life advice, you know, relationship
cooking
stuff,
tips.
Cooking tips, anything else, Jordan?
Do not listen to anything.
Radio producing tips.
Yes,
you can give that.
Sure,
on the hotline. Okay.
Yep.
Brown's optimism.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you
follow
want.
Follow us along.
Just a person to talk to. Just a friend.
Yeah. If you want someone to talk to, just give us a call. We're on Facebook Live, so follow along on that. Search FR Radio or Fort Recovery Radio. And follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad, where we might tweet every once in a while.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Antonio Brown. It shows that you can do whatever you want.
Smartest man alive.
And throw everyone under the bus and be selfish, and then you get what you want.
I mean, that's the moral.
Is that the moral of the story?
Is you can literally do whatever you want, and you can whine and complain and be a horrible human being.
Yeah.
And you will be rewarded with what you want.
Well, you have to be all, like,
an all-pro wide receiver.
Extremely talented.
Yeah. You have to be in demand.
Yes.
Incredibly in demand.
Yep. And I mean, you have to be the best at the thing you do.
Because I can, for some reason, I'm an idiot, and I thought, like, once he got cut, like, oh, no team's going to pick him up. And I'm sure there was, like, 10 teams that tried to pick him up. I know of two.
I'm sure every team was, like,
and the Seahawks, but I'm sure it was, like, for that, I'm sure Drew Rosenhaus, and I hate Drew Rosenhaus, too.
Why? Like, why do people hate on Drew Rosenhaus?
I don't know. He's getting that money.
Seems like a good agent.
If I was a... Yeah.
No.
He is.
Yeah.
Would you have a Drew Rosen? If you were like a famous wide receiver, would you have like a famous agent, or would you get like an unknown agent?
I'd get like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. So Drew Rosen.
I take that back. He's probably a good agent, but he's probably a horrible person.
I think to be a good agent, you have to be a little amoral. Like, you don't have to have... You have to be kind of immoral, right?
In what ways? I think we're making
not immoral.
I bet he lies more than he tells the truth. I mean, he's just
you have to be a politician.
He seems like a shady dude,
pretty much. You have to be a good politician.
I mean, is
like
he
when he like when he was asked on Sunday Night Football or whatever it was Thursday night by Rich Eisen through that one chick where she was like a proxy. Rich Eisen asked him like ask him basically is Antonio Brown okay? Absolutely 100%. I'm like no he's not. Antonio Brown is losing his marbles.
Yeah. Is it CTE? So that makes him a bad person?
No, he should
make sure Rosenhaus a bad person.
Yeah.
No. He should be seeking.
Yeah. He's not
he
a bad
be
person.
Helping
he's
Antonio just, Brown see a therapist.
Is maybe if I say he's just not likable. Is that better? Or do you like him? I feel like you like
him. I like him. He's my favorite person.
He's your favorite agent?
Yeah.
My thing is, like, he just fuels these morons.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
That's what agents are supposed to do, though.
Yeah, but not all athletes are morons. It was my yearly reminder that my football team doesn't matter, and the Patriots are going to win every game. And
they're
going to win the Super Bowl, and it doesn't matter.
Patriots are back.
I'll make a bet right now that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
They haven't even left.
Bet the Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
Witness.
Okay.
Chiefs are looking pretty good this year, though.
Yeah, but I don't. Can I take it back now?
No, it's done.
Oh man,
it is done.
You know what's gonna happen? Like in week 8, they're gonna be like 7-1,
8-0,
and. Antonio Brown's not going to be getting the ball enough, but they're going to be doing really good, and he's going to be complaining, and they're going to be winning, and Belichick's going to be like...
See, I'm going to be wrong, probably, but I have a feeling he's going to fit in, and he's going to play really good.
So did, like, Josh Gordon, like, leaving the team last year hurt them at all?
No.
Exactly. So...
He wasn't around long enough in the first
They're going to be good with or without Antonio Brown.
And I have a feeling after all this stuff,
Antonio Brown... Okay, so you're going to tell me they have Antonio Brown for, like, the entire season, and then he leaves... That they're going to be better off, or they're going to be worse.
I think they'll be fine.
They worked with Randy Moss.
They'll still be better.
They will be worse if they don't.
They will still be better. It doesn't matter if they're worse. That worse is still better than
the
next best
team now without Antonio Brown or top three.
They're the best team in the league.
Yeah,
they looked really good
according to the power schedule.
I'll tell you what,
they have the easiest schedule in the NFL.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I'm aware of that.
They walk through the
division. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL.
I know.
I liked how you went NFL, like you put a little
NFL,
break in between.
Yeah.
And part of that is because
if you're a true sports talk guy, you have to say National Football
League. Okay.
Part of that is they're stupid.
New York Football Giants.
Yeah, but the New York Football Giants in the National Football League, part of the American Football Conference.
We're already crowning them the best team in the NFL right now before they have Antonio Brown. Like, I think Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be garbage.
They didn't look good.
So, but hasn't everybody always crowned the Patriots the best team in the NFL? Like, we're not doing anything that's different.
Been like that for the last 20
it's
years.
It's not like we're crowning the Browns best team in the NFL. Like, who would do that?
Who would do that? Like, every national media center?
Yeah, I mean, they had enough talent on paper, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Is there any other more talk on Antonio Brown. Well, I'm so
my
tired
thing is
of
like,
it.
Show me, like, is someone not going to investigate that? Is that not worth investigating?
Nah,
no, no. Like the massive collusion that went on.
Do you want? Do you want? Was I another doubt in his like Deflategate? Do you want another that?
Yeah, I do. I want the Patriots to get their dues.
Why?
They cheat and they get with, and they get away with it because and people are like, oh,
all
whatever.
They're gonna do.
That's the Patriots.
All they're gonna do is just push off to the off season. Then they'll find
creepy old grandpa.
Yeah,
because the Patriots
stuck in his ways.
Well, because the Patriots are good, right?
Yeah.
So why not freaking stick a something in their tire? You know. Something that's going to slow
them. You mean just
to
derail them?
Something that's going to be tapped, like just little nagging things that's going to be dragging them through the mud the whole season. Yeah,
we could just wait for Tom Brady to age.
Yeah. That hasn't worked.
No, but I mean,
it's not because did you see the picture of him from 2001 to now?
He looks younger.
Yeah.
Like Paul Rudd, playing quarterback.
He looks younger.
He's 42 and he's playing better than anybody
else.
He's
like getting stem cells or something. Like he's got to be doing something.
He's cheating probably too.
Yeah.
Steroids.
His stupid diet. It's a bunch of bowl.
CBD oil.
He's got some kind of chamber in his house where,
yeah.
I don't know.
His crowd chamber.
But he bathes in CBD oil.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. A bunch of CBD oil.
They sacrifice actual goats to the goat.
All right. Let's do a little in or out. I'm going to say a player, and you got to say if you're in or out on them. Okay.
Just in general?
Yep.
Or like fantasy wise, or just like overall?
In general.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there any in between?
Nope.
You'll know. You'll have an impulse reaction.
Lamar Jackson.
In.
All
in. I've been all in since day one.
I have to be in now after that performance. Even before the show.
Oh, you guys. Jesus.
I can't be out after that.
I was in on him last year.
Watch this. I'm out on Lamar Jackson.
After he threw 5 touchdowns?
Against the worst team ever.
Still doesn't matter. They are in the NFL.
Now,
Dolphins are bad, but they're still a professional football team.
I don't think you looked at any of those throws.
I don't care about any of those throws.
No, see, that's stupid. That's stupid.
He had 1,000 seconds to throw, and he's not going to have that against
Baker Mayfield. He's still three picks.
You're being incredibly ignorant saying that he's not a bad passer without looking at how incredibly accurate he was in that game.
Let's stop it there and let's
watch the game film
next. Yeah, we're going to break down the all 22 game film. And then you're going to ask that same question next week.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm all in.
I'll ask it to you guys.
If I had to option right now,
17 for 20.
We're going to stop it there.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson over Baker Mayfield 100 times out of 100.
That's a hot take.
I said it last year. It ain't a hot take.
It's a hot take. We're going to bring that up next week.
Okay.
And then next player, because we're yelling at each other.
I hate Kyler Murray.
Out.
Ooh, I'm in.
He looked really bad.
This
for
is
a while.
Why
I mean,
besides okay, the fourth quarter and overtime.
Game. Hey, Jared Goff looked bad too.
Right.
But besides the fourth quarter and overtime, he was good.
He was. I didn't watch the whole game. I watched one quarter on Sunday Ticket, and
I am a Kyler really Murray small. Hater. So
he's so small.
Okay, well, here's the thing: like his deep ball is absolutely gorgeous, but he is going to quadruple. He's on pace like quadruple deflected passes this year.
I'm out for now. But ask that again next week.
His height thing.
I think once you're out, you're out. I don't think you can come back in.
Okay, but no. For reference, I want to
All right.
When he throws for 6 touchdowns next week, I want to say that I was out and you can remind me.
So wait, can we have the option of sitting on the fence? Because
I would have sat on the fence.
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
I think after one game of an NFL career, you have to decide.
So I'm out on Kyler Murray.
Those are on two players.
Baker Mayfield.
I'm still in.
I mean, I'm in.
In.
I mean, as much as I don't like the Browns, he's still.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just tried to do too much. I think the Titans have a top 5 defense. And, I mean, he still made, a couple unbelievable throws.
Good. Yeah.
So, I'm
Tom Brady.
I'm out.
Yeah. He's too old.
Yeah, I'm always going to be out on him.
I want him to.
Actually, I'm kind of in on him, too.
What do you want to go bold takes next, or you want to do draft next?
What do you guys want to do?
You make the call, producer Jordan.
Let's do.
And we can take a break and then come back.
Let's do our draft.
Okay.
Because I have no bold takes ready.
I don't have a bold take.
Let's take a second break, and then we'll do our draft when we come back.
It.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Fort Recovery and St. Henry are rivals in every sport, but they're coming together for Volley for the Cure at their October 3rd MAC volleyball match dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly Mullenkamp. Allie is a 7-year-old from St. Henry who was born with several health problems that have required multiple surgeries over the years. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. The Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families. They'll have a bake sale during the game and are selling t-shirts to wear to the game so you can show your support. You can bring any donated baked goods to the volleyball match at St. Henry on Thursday, October 3rd. Order forms for the t-shirts are available on the Fort Recovery Volleyball Facebook page. Let's all show our support for these two young girls, Everly Mullenkamp and Allie Kesters. Get your shirts ordered now and mark your calendar for the big volleyball match on Thursday, October 3rd at St. Henry, dedicated to Volley for the Cure.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If left untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Facebook Live, Fort Recovery Radio, and on Twitter, FR Practice Squad. Hit that follow button so that you may just swim in all of our content. Yeah, you can keep playing that fresh kid beat if you want.
Now I'll pause it.
Okay. We are going to go into, do you have any of our drops for this?
No.
Okay, good. We're going to go. We don't even have a draft for our drop for our draft 2.4 yet this year, do we?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll get it.
But our draft 2.4 tonight is fictional characters who we would make up a pickup basketball team.
Yes, and fictional being not real.
Yeah, as in
just,
fictional.
Just to clarify, because it...
Non-fiction.
Like 3 years ago, I finally figured it out. So,
like not historical figures?
Yes.
Dang, I was going to go with John F. Kennedy, but he would have been a great basketball player.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been a good one. He's a lefty, too, I think, from those news clips I saw. They always showed him playing basketball, like, every time. You know, he can play basketball. It was like Clinton with the saxophone.
Yeah.
Anyway, who wants to start? Oh, we got quick volunteers.
I can start.
You know what? I'm going to start.
All right.
Because no one raised their hand fast enough.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait, is the pick in?
The pick is in.
Okay.
With the first pick, I take Ant-Man as my number one pick. He can be small, so you can't guard him. And then he can be crazy large.
Yeah, but the ball stays the same.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
See, you would know the physics. I don't.
Why would you want the ball to be larger? Because I'm going to fit in the basket.
So that'd be fine. You're right. Yeah. So that actually makes better sense for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a great pick.
Okay. I mean, not bad, but, you know, there's better picks out there, I think.
Right. Right.
Am I up?
You're up.
All right. A little loud. I'm going to take the kid from NBA Jam that replaced Michael Jordan because they don't have the rights.
Oh, you mean player 98?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking that kid because, one, he can jump really high.
Yeah.
He can shoot from half court. He can turn your ball on fire.
Yeah.
And he can, like, block any shot.
He's on fire.
Yep.
That's a good fictional one.
So I think that's my pick. That's my only really pick that's
very forgotten thing of my childhood was that Michael Jordan was on no video games.
Yes.
Right. And that's crazy because he was always M player or, like, I had NBA Live and he was M player 98.
Yep.
He was number 98. And it threw me out. I didn't want to play with the Bulls because their best player was number 98. It wasn't Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So I would go to create a player and then change it.
Change the Michael Jordan.
Good times.
So that's my first pick. All right. Who's up?
Like, I would score more points with Scottie Pippen because he was real. It's why I don't shop at Aldi.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Yeah. That would get in your head.
I like those brand names.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. Go ahead.
Pick us up.
Pick us in.
Oh.
Banana name.
Did it play?
No, it did not. There it did.
So I'm gonna go like really superhero heavy later in the draft.
Shocking.
It's easier for me. But just for now, to get this one out of the way in case anyone's gonna do this, I'm gonna take Jesus Shuttleworth.
Oh, nice. From He Got Game?
Yeah, Ray Allen.
Okay. That's a really good one. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because I'm building my team right now, so I need to shoot it. So I'm waiting for the rest of it.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Did he have a... No, Denzel had the afro in that movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Denzel's his dad?
I think so. They're talking about...
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it either.
Spike Lee joint.
It's a Spike Lee joint, so you know...
They're talking about doing a sequel to
it. His name's Jesus Shuttleworth.
Yeah,
I thought it was some, like... weird character from kind of South Park
name.
Or something.
No, that's his name in the movie.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's played by Ray Allen, so either way I get Ray Allen. Yeah. Shooting trays.
Silky jump shot still.
Yep.
Yep. My creative player in 2K was always Ray Allen shot.
All right, Philly.
I'm going with size. Master Chief.
Ooh.
From Halo.
Is he tall?
Seven foot.
7 foot.
Like 7 foot and 7'1". But one.
Just FYI, he can't wear the armor.
I know.
Okay.
Can he have an assault rifle?
But no. He
still
is.
Superhuman.
He is, like, mutatically genetic, like, to just be good at everything, so.
I like it.
And he's the chosen one.
And he's the chosen one.
Back-to-back picks, man.
All right, picks in. Going with a point guard, Spider-Man.
Oh, you just took my pick.
Yep.
Best. Dude, that'd be tough to stop.
Best.
How do you play defense on Spider-Man?
Well, he's got his best.
I mean, can he shoot? Doesn't the ball
just
stick to his finger?
If he can shoot, he can dunk it, man. He's going to jump from half court and you're going to lob it up. That was going to be my pick.
That was a good pick.
Should have picked him round one.
That's all right. I got my shooter. I still got my backups.
All right.
Can you imagine Jesus Shuttleworth trying to play defense on Spider-Man?
Nah.
Ain't happening.
That's all right. He can sit in the corner.
Super easy.
So, going a little bit deeper, my second pick, I'm going to take Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic.
I don't even know. That's Fantastic Four?
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
All right, what's his power?
Stretchy.
Stretch. Oh, yeah.
He can cover the whole court. He'll block everything.
See, I was going to say, like, Stretch Armstrong, because I had that one. But
that's the toy.
Yeah, that's not the toy. Inanimate objects.
Yeah.
You have to stretch them yourself. Get over here.
Come on, stretch.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. So you could not shoot ever because he would just...
Basically, he can play D. He's my D.
He's like better than Hakeem.
Basically.
He's like MJ in Space Jam.
Yeah.
He can just like dunk from half court.
Do that, yeah.
Wow.
That part still makes me mad.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's like stupid.
So you were watching Space Jam when he was being held on to all the monsters.
That's not real.
No, he should have crossed him like he did Byron Russell and hit the free throw line J. Because that's the Michael Jordan move.
I know.
Michael Jordan doesn't have superpowers.
No.
Right, but he's in a cartoon world. And
I get why they did it. It doesn't mean I liked it.
So you remember there was like that whole like 5-minute story arc where he was like, how come that guy didn't die when he got crushed?
That's right.
Because you're in Looney Tunes, all right. Man.
Will you watch the LeBron Space Jam?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Do you think they do that?
No. They'll do something else like it.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do like a
LeBron. It won't be the exact same movie, but.
Stretch something. That wasn't what I was thinking.
I don't know if it was stretched, but he's going to do something that's not human. I was just say that. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Just move on. Jordan.
All right. Okay, so my pick is in. I'm going to go with Evan from Superbad, which is Michael Cera's character. I just think he'd be a really fun person to play basketball with.
Okay, that's fine.
And we could, like, make fun of people together and, like, yell at the kid for still peeing his pants when he was in fourth grade.
People don't forget.
People don't forget. So, yeah, Evan from Superbad.
It's a good pick. It's an elite player.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, picks in. I'm going to go with Lil Bow Wow, a.k.a. Calvin Cambridge from Like Mike.
Ooh.
Basically because he's like Michael Jordan, right?
With the shoes on.
With the shoes on. Well, I mean, I'm not going to pick Lil Bow Wow.
Do you guys remember
the powers that he threw over? I don't even know how that movie went again. How did he get the powers?
The shoes.
Where did he find the shoes?
Were they on the power line?
Yeah.
Power line.
Okay, did you guys ever watch Ernest Slam Dunk?
No, I watched Ernest Halloween.
Okay, but there's a movie called, like, I don't know if it's Slam Dunk Ernest or Ernest Slam Dunk.
One of the two.
Where pretty much he plays basketball, like he gets really good at basketball.
Which happens.
In the same Ernest style.
Yeah, yeah.
But because he found, like, these shoes.
So it's basically that movie.
It's the same thing. Like Mike just stole it from Ernest. So that's why I never like Mike.
But, like, this is like Ernest.
Yeah, hey. I've seen this before.
And I'll go again, even though I really don't have anybody in mind. Oh, man. Give me Superman. I'll take Superman. He just can do whatever he wants, right?
I feel like Superman won't have any touch.
Yeah, he'd be shooting bricks.
He'll, like, try to lay up, and it'll just, like, break the glass.
Shoot a three.
Oh, sorry.
Just makes a hole through the backboard.
Oh. Yeah.
See, you make Superman sound like a flubbering idiot.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be good at basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll be, like, that really good football player who is good at football, but just not good at basketball.
Too muscle-bound?
Yeah.
Yep. He's Matt Toby.
Yep. Pretty much.
Basically, yeah. Matt Toby.
All right, my pick's in. I'm going to pick Frankenstein.
Nice.
Just, I need a slow running big man, yep. A five.
A classic five. Right, who's your team right now?
Me, Evan from Superbad.
Okay, so we're included on this team. All right. Yeah, it's 5-on-5. Got it.
Me, Evan from Superbad, Frankenstein, and the kid from NBA Jam.
You mean Frankenstein's the monster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To be technical.
Yeah.
Not Dr. Frankenstein.
Not, yes.
Okay.
So
what's your reasoning? Because you can be slow?
I need a big man.
A classic five.
Yeah, I need someone who can rebound.
Basically, and, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
No, what's his face? Bill Laimbeer. He's more like Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Like
him green. And
like a Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
Sean Bradley. Who looks more like Frankenstein, Sean Bradley or Beer Lambeer?
The Monstars version of Sean Bradley.
Looks very much like Frankenstein. Yeah. That's why I'm thinking Sean Bradley.
All right, who's up?
Me. So I'm going to go with my cherry picker, and I'm getting the Flash.
Just because you can't see him. And
exactly. You got Superman, and Flash is faster than Superman, so if I see a cherry picker...
Oh, yeah. He'll be like LeBron.
Exactly. As soon as I get a rebound, I just chuck it down there. He's down there already.
And then Mr. Fantastic can hit him with the Kevin Love outlet.
Boom.
I like it.
Right over the
top. You got a solid team. I like it.
It's a crappy team.
Philly.
Because he's going all superhero.
Exactly.
The Philly's going to go superhero.
All right.
Sidney Dean. White man can't jump.
Oh.
Wesley Snipes.
Nah. I would have gone with Blade if I'm going with Wesley Snipes.
Ooh, yeah.
Stop all the vampires.
But that's a basketball movie. That's why I went.
What else was Wesley Snipes in?
Anything in it?
U.S. Marshals.
Hey, Kamara had another big run.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fumble.
Oh, yeah, you fumbled.
All right, good. Get it out of the way. Just don't get hurt.
Okay, then my last pick. Clarence off of Semi-Pro. Andre 3000.
Andre 3 stacks.
It seems like you're just looking on your phone for characters.
Coffee Black.
Coffee Black.
What's Coffee Black?
That's the name of the back of his jersey.
That was his nickname.
I've never seen Semi-Pro.
You never seen it?
I went to the theater.
You never saw the birth of the alley-oop then.
Yeah. That was the funniest part of the movie.
Was that the last time Andre 3000 did anything?
Maybe. Like anything? Because he hasn't made music either.
I know. Maybe.
I think so. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Is he doing like the Dave Chappelle thing where it was just like, I'm done being famous?
Did you watch Dave Chappelle's new stand-up? Anybody?
Yeah, didn't. I
was
did.
Any good?
No,
pretty good. Pretty good. It's funny.
I'm sure it's good. How can it not be good?
He goes after some people and I don't mind it.
Really?
Like
hecklers or celebrities? Or
no, he's just like something where like after the stand-up comes out, it's going to be in the news where he's like, this was too far. And Al was like, I thought it was funny.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Who's up, Garmin?
Me, my last pick. And I don't care what anybody says, if it's a bad team or not. My last pick's going to be Batman because I want Batman on my team.
I figured you'd get him just because you just want
to. Like, Jordan wanted to have Evan. I was like, I can be like, oh my God, it's Batman. And besides that, if your team's got Superman, Batman's always has a contingency plan. He'll find a way to get a little Bow Wow shoes
off. Your team's really good at D.
And he'll find a way to stop Superman.
I have, that's funny because my next pick is in. And I have the Joker.
Ooh.
Because I just think he'll cause
mayhem.
Cause chaos. And totally, like, if the game's getting out of hand or if the game's too structured, he'll just, like, throw it off. So even if we're losing, he'll just, like, totally sabotage it. And we won't finish the game. That's it.
So no one wins.
Yeah. But we win because we were going to lose anyway, and then we don't. So we win.
That's a good call.
Yeah. And
I like specifically the logic behind it.
Joker from Dark Knight, because that was the best character of all time.
All right.
Yeah.
Picks in. I already don't like it. I'm going to go with Juana Man. Because
I've never seen the movie either.
He's a girl, but they don't know it. So
he's a guy, and he's playing.
Well, yeah, but they think he's a girl, but he's a guy, and it's going to be funny. And hijinks will be too.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, good pick.
Juana Man.
Who's your team?
Juana Man, Superman, Calvin Cambridge, Ant-Man. Last place, for sure.
I don't know. My team might be.
Yeah, actually, your team is pretty bad. Right.
Evan, the Joker, kid from NBA Jam, and Frankenstein.
So on the back of his jersey, does it say kid from NBA Jam?
Yep.
Captain. Garmin.
I got me, Jesus Shuttlesworth, Mr. Fantastic, Flash, and Batman.
Bill. Then Master Chief, Spider-Man, Sidney Dean, and...
Who's Sidney Dean?
Coffee Black.
Sidney Dean's from White Can Man Can't.
Oh, that's right.
Now, is he just like a really good basketball player? I've never even seen that one.
I have always kind of enjoyed
it. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
It's super like a late 80s movie.
Late 80s movie, yeah.
Well, that wraps up the draft. I just keep like picturing what that would look like from the outside. Just a bunch of things flying around and nobody scoring.
All I just picture is down at the park.
Oh, yeah. With the lights on.
Yeah, I don't
know. For sure. Do you want to do bold takes next or do you want to go to our picks?
Let's do bold takes and picks next.
Okay. Break?
Yes, we'll break.
We'll be right back.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers in our first MAC volleyball match of the season. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the match. On Friday, football is back, and Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action again this season. Then on Saturday, the Lady Indians will play in the St. Henry Invitational against the Rushi Raiders, the Buckeye Central Bucks, and the St. Henry Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp will bring you all of that action live starting at 10. A big week of sports coming up as the volleyball season enters its second week and the football season begins. Get to all these games to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound.
or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
It is the practice squad. Give us a call, 937-310-271. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter or Facebook Live. Search Fort Recovery Radio and you can watch us talk on microphones. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's intriguing.
It is, you know, we're simulcast on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook Live. Big time, and we're big time tonight. So, I think this is the beginning of a lot for us, guys. No? Okay.
Nope.
Jordan, lead us into the next segment, man. Producer Jordan.
What are we doing?
Let's do bold takes.
All right, we're doing bold takes. Oh, we have our little drop. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or do we have a drop?
We have an intro to bold takes, don't we? Oh, this is it.
Our takes were forged in the fires of Mount Doom. We have the thickest, boldest takes. Our takes will take you into the sky, and you'll never come down. Chuck Norris is afraid of our bold takes. Our takes are so bold that they burn your mouth. So hot, bold. Our takes will spin you in circles until you fall.
We're going to play the short version next
time. Fast and Furious franchise.
There's no short
version. Our takes live in a quarter mile at a time. Bold takes. Bold.
Yeah, get it.
There's half the show. And that's Bold Takes, brought to you by Schmidt Fortino. Bold Takes brought to you by Odelsis.
Yes.
Yes. Only the true Practice Squad fans know what Odelsis is.
That's deep cuts.
Yeah. That's deep cut. Yeah. Deep cut reference. Bold Takes, where we give, well, we changed it. It's basically two sports-related takes.
Yeah, just throw a take out there.
Yeah, bold one. So,
yeah, it has to be bold.
Can we go in the same? I'm just going to go first.
Yep.
Go for it, bro.
Okay, so I am now riding optimistic high on the Bengals.
All right.
They are currently 2.5-point underdogs. I say they win by more than a touchdown. Is that bold enough? I say they win by 10 points or
yes.
more.
Yes, okay, there we go.
Bold. They win by...
Take you into the sky.
Yeah, burn your mouth.
My mouth is on fire.
You'll fall down. Yeah, sorry, guys. The Bengals win by more than 10 points.
That's right? Way bold.
Yeah,
okay.
On Sunday. I'm going on Bovada right now and doing a custom line, plus 10.
You know... Monday,
let's do it.
Or not Monday. Sunday was one of the. It was one of those Sundays where you hate football.
Yeah,
and I mean the Browns got their butt kicked. My fantasy team got their butt. I'm in three fantasy leagues. All of them horrible. I have half the players in the NFL, and those half just didn't score any points.
Yeah, it's hard to believe like you had that much bad luck.
I was 0-3 on my picks this week, and. Good thing I didn't place any bets, because if I placed any bets, I would have lost all of them.
Yeah. I placed two college football bets on Saturday, lost them both.
Okay.
Placed two NFL bets on Sunday and lost them both. But the bet came true. I took the money line on the Bengals and the Titans.
That's right. You parlayed that, didn't you?
I did. And I almost had it by 1 point. I bet on your Titans, man. I believed in them.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're up, Jordan.
Okay. So I'm going to take, I guess I'm not taking anybody. I predict that the Browns next week, Odell will score a touchdown. as we were doing the show. How about that one?
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
As we're doing the show.
Yeah. That's neat.
Oh, Lance can call in and do play-by-play when he scores a touchdown.
All right. Isn't that neat? That's kind of neat.
That's neat.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, it's something.
That's Garmin. Neat.
So, I'm trying to think of how I want to do this. Because my second one, I don't really have a second one yet. And I might just keep it as a sports one as well. Joe Mixon will play.
Ooh, wow. That's actually kind of a bold. A whole game?
He'll play, and he will rush for 175-plus yards.
That's bold.
Against Nick Bosa?
Whoa.
You're crazy.
Is he playing?
Ooh. Yeah, he got a sack yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. More than 175?
175-plus.
Okay. Philly.
That's rushing.
Yep. Get the cup ready.
I got it. We got all the pens.
So your first bold take, and then we'll do the cup. Can Facebook Live see the cup?
I'm looking right
now. They can see the toss, probably.
Yeah, they'll see the toss.
Okay.
My bold take, I'm riding the A.J. Brown train right now. He will go for another 100 receiving with a tutty.
A tutty.
Is that what the kids are calling?
Yes.
Tutty.
That's the first time I've heard
tutty. Yeah, I need Kamara to get two tutties.
Two tutties.
So he will go, I'll make it, he'll go
100 plus and a tutty?
Yeah. He'll go 120. He'll go 120 receiving.
Wow.
Touchdown. We'll make it even a little bolder.
That's a woke take.
Don't sleep on them Titans.
All right. You want to do Philly's shot?
Yeah, back to back.
He goes back to back.
Yeah.
So, what do you want, a pen? You want a Sharpie? We have this real fat looking thing here.
For Philly's second take every week, he just tries to shoot a pen in the pen holder. He's 0-for-2 through 2 weeks.
I'm feeling good this week.
You need to get a drum roll thing going, but
I'm feeling good this week.
Oh, wait, hey, I think I have one.
Do you have a drum roll handy?
Maybe.
On that soundboard of yours? Is that no?
What was that?
That was a
scratch. Work a work.
All right.
You.
Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil.
Ah. That was
the closest one.
That was close.
That was the closest one by far.
I was feeling good. You know what else feeling is amazing good. Is that he never practices that until right before he does it.
I can tell the last 2 weeks got in your head, though, because you shorted that one and you've been long the last 2 weeks. And you know what they say about great shooters? They're never short.
Well, I'm not
just like putts. They should never be short.
I'm not a great shot.
Just like J.J. Redick's three-pointers. They're never short. It's always long. Back iron. Garma, go ahead.
Okay. Bearcats got stomped by the Bucks last week. And I think probably, in my opinion, I don't know, I haven't looked it up, but I would say maybe like top 10 running back in the country is probably Michael Warren. He's going to bounce back this week against Miami. He's going to have four tutties.
Who?
Michael Warren the second.
Michael Warren's going to have four tutties?
Four tutties.
Who's all that? Right.
Running back for Bearcats.
Oh.
Four tutties.
Did he play tutties last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at him. He
didn't really see him that much.
Jordan, go ahead.
Hey, man.
Four tutties is a lot of tutties.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking to see who I can have like five tutties for him.
Five tutties. You know you go five tutties?
Hey, Neil, you still here?
Yeah.
Does Nick, how do you say his last name? Nick Twaits?
Yep.
Pitch still? Like his season still going on?
Their season's done.
Their season's done, yeah.
Oh, I just saw where he's like still pitching.
He's probably another league, maybe.
Unless they brought him up to like single A or whatever.
Okay. Well, there goes my bold projection.
Might be still playing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I'll predict because I just saw something last week where he was still pitching. So I predict Nick doesn't give up an earned run all of the next week. So I think he typically has like two outings.
Okay.
And I predict he doesn't give up an earned run next week.
Okay. So he's not. All right.
He doesn't give up any tutties.
No tutties.
Yeah. No Ernies.
No.
Ernies. Will be zero.
No Ernies. No Ernies for Nick Twaits. I like it. All right. My last bold take. My fantasy team, Mink King, a.k.a. Le'Veon Second Chance, will win next week by more than 40 points.
Whoa.
You heard it. You're crazy. First league.
Is that because Le'Veon Bell is going to put up 90 or?
No, I just have a feeling that like
everyone's going to
click. My luck's going to change and things are going to go.
Winning by 40 is a lot.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting my butt kicked by Cody and I'm not going to.
If I would have played Jordan this week, I would have won by 40.
Yeah. Anybody would have won by 40.
So it's possible. These are bold takes.
Hey,
right?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
They're bold. That's bold.
I like how you're getting better bold. Than Damian Wolf will score a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I said it, too. Like, it's complete idiot.
Yeah, like, Damian Wolf. He's going to score a touchdown. That's super
did,
bold.
Did anybody hit on her bold take 2 weeks ago?
The only one I hit on was that one.
That's the only one I think that any of us has hit on.
I did hit on the Browns making a trade.
Yes.
That's about it.
All right. So we're on two.
So mine.
Does Philly's count?
Does mine count?
No.
Do I get a half point?
No. Nope.
Sure. Can we give him a half?
No.
Okay.
No, that half makes is? It too hard. Yeah.
Can we give him a tutty?
Yeah. We'll give you a tutty.
Just give him a tutty.
Give me another shot.
All right. I'll give you another shot.
Give me another shot. All right.
Wait.
Oh, we're going for the pen. Oh, another shot with the pen. So you don't go like writing part first. You go with the butt of the pen.
That's gonna change the weight in the air.
Gonna change the aerodynamics of the pen.
Exactly. So wait. This is to see if it's a trade or not. He's closing in though. I think next week's the week.
Well, because he was close, right?
My bold take next week is going to be that
they traded him because if they didn't trade him, they're going to cut him. So
it's pretty close.
Same thing as Corey Coleman, pretty much.
I know.
They were going to cut him. It's still the same
thing.
It's
close, but it's not a win. The Bengals didn't win. They lost by one.
No, but you guys. No, that was Garmin.
Yeah, but if they would have won, they would have won.
Let's just go straight into our picks. You got some Muzak over there. And then, Jordan, do you have the pick results from last week? Or
last Garmin, week, Garmin. Garmin. Jordan.
Wait till that music hits. No, just go.
0-3, Garmin. 2-0 because Oakland, Denver haven't played. David, 2-1, Phil Bear.
1-2.
1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, say it with a beat. No. 1-2.
1-2.
Is this also Fresh Kid?
No.
This is a pretty hot beat, you know, from the generic ones.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so who wants to go first? I'm going to be keeping track of these.
I'll go first.
Oh, wait, no, I should have gone first.
Right, you go first because I don't even have pulled.
Can we just keep the same lineup we've been keeping the whole night?
Sure.
All right. I'll go with the Bengals, +1.5 at home. Over the 49ers.
+1.5?
Yeah. See, this one, I saw 3.5. This already moved to 1.5. So I'm going to take 1.5. Jordan.
Someone else go.
I'm going to take Atlanta +5 over Philly because it's in Atlanta.
That's 0.5.
At 0.5?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm still taking it. You taking Atlanta?
Yep. Because basically all they got to do is win.
All right, I'll go.
It's a pick 'em pretty much.
Jordan?
Good night, Phil. Dallas -4.5 against Washington.
So what, the Cowboys look pretty
Dallas
good.
Dallas looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
Even though I'm not a big Dak fan, he looked pretty good.
Dallas, what was it?
-4.5 against Washington.
I am going to take Minnesota +2.5 against Green Bay.
Minnesota looked pretty good this week, didn't they?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins had how many passing attempts?
10. Through 10.
Times. Wait, what?
He only threw 10 times.
Oh, that's why like Stephon Diggs didn't do anything.
Yeah, or no. Thielen, really.
Thielen had like 3 of the 10.
Yeah.
Thielen had a touchdown that was winning, you know, running.
Are you defense. Are you going to be okay, Garmin?
Sorry, I just
wonder. Move. Yeah, I just didn't know.
I'm going to take the Bears on the road at Denver.
Bears.
Half point underdogs. They went outright. I have to at 0.5.
Could be one of those rare 0.5 wins.
Yeah, they win by half point. The Bears are going to look better this week. They're a good team.
Mitch looks bad.
He did.
Garmin.
All right, I'm going all in on my Lamar Jackson hype, and I'm taking Baltimore. -13.5.
A lot of points. But Arizona's bad. I don't know, man. Kyler might outplay Lamar in the battle of the running quarterbacks that don't run.
Kyler didn't run that much.
No, then neither of them did. Jordan.
Did anybody take the Chargers yet?
No.
Nope.
LA Superchargers?
That's a good one.
I'll take LA Superchargers -3.5 against Detroit. Are you writing these down, Garmin?
Yes, sir. Detroit's bad.
Still not Sam Bradford.
I'm going to go with Cleveland -2.5 against the Jets. Man.
So do we decide I could take the Jets
if
I wanted to?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Because I think I need a win-win on that game. I haven't picked him yet. I'm just asking.
Am I up?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Kansas City.
Okay, sir.
-9.5 on the road, but they're playing Oakland. After all this.
I can't believe, Kansas City should have a double-digit spread every week.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing, like, an insane defense.
What's the status of Tyreek Hill? I know he's out, but, like, what's the
There was severity? A rumor today that they were thinking about putting him on the season IR to return. So 8 weeks.
Because someone interviewed Sammy Watkins, and before anyone knew how many games, he had said, you know, I got to be ready to play his spot for, 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the first number anyone heard.
6 to 8 weeks is a number I heard on my sources. Andy Reid sources.
So is it me?
Who's that guy that you have on your fantasy team that's going to be good now?
Breda?
Nicole Hardman?
Hardman.
I don't know how
to Nicole Hardman.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Nicole?
Okay. Nicole Hardman.
Is it me?
It's Garmin, then you.
Is it me? Okay, I want to make sure. Let's see. There was...
5.
What? Don't do that.
4.
3. 2.
I have the Jeopardy, I just can't find it.
I know, I had it.
What are you looking for? This is good radio.
Well, I'm charged because we have all
the right, I'm picking there.
All right, go ahead.
I'm taking San Francisco.
Wait, you have 3 teams already.
Who?
Jordan.
Who?
Name him.
He's got Dallas, Chargers, and Kansas City.
I have Kansas City.
All right, yeah.
David took you.
Not bad.
So, can I take San Fran?
Yes, you can. The Niners.
And what's that?
I don't know what the line is.
-1.5 case, or San Francisco.
Darn.
I'm going to take... I'm taking Seattle. I don't think Pittsburgh's good. Seattle.
Is that on the road or
plus?
Home? They're probably on the road.
4.5.
Yeah.
Check.
And the last pick of the week.
New England.
Ooh, that's big.
-14.5, but Miami's bad, so.
Yeah, they probably beat him by 30, so. Probably a good pick. Give us a recap, Garmskis.
Jordan has Dallas -4.5, Chargers -3.5, San Francisco -1.5, Philly's got Minnesota +2.5, Cleveland -2.5, New England -14.5. I've got Atlanta +0.5, Baltimore -13.5, Seattle +4.5, David's got Cincinnati +1.5, Chicago +5, KC -9.5.
You're supposed to say, like, these are David's mink fur locks of the week.
Oh,
which one you double shot?
It wasn't written on my sheet that way.
They went by 2 tutties on the road.
2 tutties.
Jordan, play us out, man. Producer Jordan. That was a good show, guys. Football.
It was hot.
It's back.
It's just so great. We get to look forward to it every Sunday now.
Yeah, I mean, if the team wins, then it's better. But
yeah.
That's true. It does make your...
Yeah,
it makes it a lot
makes
better.
Makes the week better. So, for David Schmidt, producer... producer Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger. Thanks for tuning in and following along. We'll see you next week.
Bye.